Los Angeles Animal Services, they have many, many beautiful animals who need forever homes. And you can find a lot out about LA Animal Services today. We're talking to Sarah Ibrahimi. She's the Public Relations Specialist for the Department of Animal Services. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Department of Animal Services? And I know you have some really great tips for us because we're traveling, right? It's travel season. And so we want to make sure that we do things right with our pets when we travel.
That's
right. Great tips. But also, you have so many great animals who need homes.
Yes. Yes, we do. And actually, the county has shelters and the city has shelters. Mm-hmm. So LA Animal Services is the city shelter system. And we have 6 shelters across the city, one in San Pedro, one in South LA, one in North Central area off Lazy Street, 2 in the Valley, and 1 in West LA. And we have hundreds and hundreds of wonderful dogs and cats at the shelters. Mm-hmm. Right now we're just going into kitten season. So we're having, if you're thinking about adopting a kitten, we have lots of great, cute, cuddly kittens available for adoption as well.
Yeah, it's the perfect time for the kittens and the other animals. Any furry family member that you want to add, right? Take home.
Yes.
And you can see, you have a portal online, right? Also, you can see all of the different places where you can go.
Yeah. LAAnimalServices.com is the website and has all our locations on there and our hours and photos of all the dogs and cats available. So you can kind of see if there's some furry friend on there that you may be interested in seeing.
Learn all about them and then bring them home because you have a nice sofa waiting for them and lots of love. And so, yeah, it's the season. It's warm and we're heading out of town or, you know, going even just to Long Beach or up to Valencia, right? It might be far from you and you're taking that road trip and you're taking your pet with you. And so you have some really great tips about road trips and pets.
So yeah, it's summer. Everyone loves to head out on a quick road trip. Like you said, maybe it's not that far, but maybe it is. And just some reminders to keep your pet safe is to crate your pet in your vehicle. A lot of times, sometimes you just kind of want to have your pet in there roaming around. It's actually pretty safe, actually, to have them in a crate, a mm-hmm. crate that's big enough for them to move around, to sit and lay down, and to secure that crate just in case you have to move your vehicle fast so that it doesn't fall over. And if you don't crate them, just to make sure that they're secure in a harness in the back. And also, just be safe. Like sometimes you see cute pets mm-hmm. driving down the street with their head out the window, mm-hmm. and that's actually not really safe because trees could come, pick up, and fall on the pet's face and hurt them. So that's one thing to think about. Is how to, you know, secure your pet safely in the car. You're also going to want to prepare your pet for that long trip if they're not used to driving in the car. Maybe take them out for a half an hour ride and then a 45-minute ride just to get them used to the car if they're not used to it. And then you also, too, a big thing is you don't want to leave your pet in the car, even just for a few minutes. If you're just running into the gas station to grab a soda or grab a quick bite to eat. In the summer especially, it can get really hot in the car quickly, even with the windows open a crack. So whatever you do, try not to leave your pet in the car. Maybe travel with somebody if you knew you're going to have to make some stops.
It can be like 20 degrees hotter in the car than it is outside. So you can imagine how hot that gets.
Yeah, especially in the summer. And it's actually illegal in California to leave your pet in the car if it's endangering them. So you never know if you're traveling across state lines, if it's legal or illegal. So you want to be careful about that as well.
Yeah. So if you just don't do it at all, then you're covered.
Exactly.
And preparing your animal, your pet, like if you were to take your cat, which is kind of hard to do for some people,
right? Some
prepare
people
them
do,
with small trips, right? Small trips before the long trip. My cat sounds like it's being terrorized when I try to drive it around. So you have to get them used to it. That's a really good idea. So some short trips, maybe to the grocery store so they get used to the car. Usually when we're driving our pets around, well, a lot of times they're going to the vet, right?
Right. So they associate it with going to the
vet. It's a really long road trip, 3,000 miles to the vet. Jeez. Where are we going? Yeah. But a lot of dogs, though, travel with people and they're in the car, but that's really smart. And also your tip about not letting them hang out the window. I love waving when I see, you know, somebody's dog hanging out the window. It's like, hey, but not the safest for them.
Yeah. So, especially when you're going high speeds down highways and stuff like that. It's just, not safe.
Right. So always in a crate, like, or, you know, a cat carrier, and you can put the seatbelt across it.
Yeah.
Makes
exactly.
sense. And then also you said pack a pet traveling kit.
Yeah. I mean, you're packing for yourself and don't forget to pack for your furry friend as well. Make sure they have enough food for the trip, water, bowls to put the food and water in. Mm-hmm. If they have medicine, make sure you pack that. Any grooming supplies that they may need, a leash, poop bags, you know, just in case you're mm-hmm. walking out with your dog, you want to be able to make sure you clean up after them. And as well, too, maybe like a cozy blanket or a favorite toy that they like. So, I mean, they're used to being at home in their safe, secure house. And if they're spending time somewhere else, that will kind of remind them of home and they'll feel comfortable.
So adding like their favorite blanket, their favorite comfy item will make a difference for them. So that's a good idea, too. Something familiar. Because some pets are very stressed out by moving, going into a different area, and even the car just for a while, it stresses them out. Keep them as calm as possible. And you don't want to get a big fat ticket. Like if you're driving through Arizona and you don't know what the laws are and you don't pick it up, go home with like a $350 ticket.
Right, because your dog had to use the bathroom.
Right. When you stop at the rest stop, you know, you're walking around big rest stops for people. You can take your dog out if it's on a leash, right? Usually in most places. And you want to make sure you clean up there too. And you said allow time for lots of stops if you have to, right?
And that leads us into making sure you stop. And so especially if you're on a longer trip, you know, let your dog get exercise, stretch out their legs, and go to the bathroom so they don't have any surprises in your car.
And then identification, like hopefully nothing goes wrong, everything goes smoothly, but that's a big one when you're traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, hopefully nothing will happen and your pet won't get lost, but, you know, they are anxious sometimes and they are in a different area. You never know how they might react or if they'll find a hole in a fence that you're not used to. So it's always good. We always suggest to microchip your pet. It's pretty affordable. You can go to your shelter, local shelter, or your vet if your pet isn't microchipped and get that inserted in your pet and just register it with your contact information. Most shelters across the nation can scan it and track you down. Also, you know, make sure your pet has a collar with tag or license with contact information. And if it doesn't have your cell phone information on it, make sure it has your cell phone or a way that they can reach you if somebody finds your pet and you're not in your hometown.
So. Right. So if you pull away from Aunt Lucy's and, you know, somehow your dog has gotten out, your doggy gets out, they've got their identification. And if they get found and then they can get in contact with you and it's hopefully nothing like that happens.
Right. Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. But you always got to be, you know, plan and just prepare just in case.
Yeah. Plan ahead. So these are great tips. And so are they also online too? Can you find them on the department?
Yeah. They're on our website just in case you forget or want to review them when you're planning for your next trip.
A lot of people are taking trips summertime with the kids. And the Department of Animal Services, you had mentioned microchipping. And then you also have like spay and neutering services for people, which is a very important thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It has a lot of health benefits to your pet and also prevents unwanted pet births. But yeah, we do have resources on our website for low-income residents. They can get free vouchers for spay and neuter services at a select vets throughout Southern California, as well as just discounts. Mm-hmm. You can pick them up at any of our six shelters, and it just helps with the cost of a spay and neuter.
Yes.
For your pet. So.
Right. So, and people like low cost spay and neuter if you don't have a lot of money to work with to spay and neuter your pet, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else would you like us to know?
Yeah. Knowing that, you know, we have a lot of great animals at the shelters and a lot of times, you know, they end up there for, and it's not their fault, like their, you know, their family has to move and they can't take the pet with them, or somebody in the family has an allergy that was unknown before they owned a pet. So there's a lot of wonderful pets of all ages available at the shelters. So please consider that and come visit us. And if even if the pet's not available that you're thinking of in your head at that time, come a couple times. We always have new pets available. So that's important.
If people need help with a pet, like if they need to call, or can you help them with that if there's something they need to report?
Yeah. If you see an animal, either a domestic animal or wildlife in your neighborhood that might need help or that looks like they are lost, you can call the shelter. If you need to make a call to any of our shelters, the easiest way is to jump on our website, laanimalservices.com, and we do have a phone numbers listed there for the shelter in your area.
Right. They're linked too, right? In terms of when you're looking for an animal.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're all on the website for all the shelters. Yeah.
And you'll know exactly which one is in your area as soon as you look it up.
It's easy. And if you can just enter your zip code in and it will pull up the shelter closest to you. So it's a really helpful tool.
Right. So lots of kittens right now.
Yeah.
You can check out. If you're thinking about a kitten, now is definitely the time because it's kitten season. And so that means a lot of them, and the dogs and cats. And so many animals that can come home with you, and you think you're rescuing them, but they're rescuing you sometimes because they really add to your life.
Exactly. And if you're a little afraid of the commitment, we also have a foster program. And when you mentioned kittens, I just thought of that, how much our fosters help with kittens when they come in, even with their mother or without their mother. It's so great when we have fosters available to take the kittens home and help nurture them and get them, give them the food they need until they're old enough to be adopted at the shelters.
Yes, so. Exactly. So, yeah, because they take some work, and so it really helps to have fosters, and their chance of getting a home are good. And cats, too, they all need love and attention, and
they do.
So the older cats are great too, and the cats, period, and the dogs. And do you have cats or dogs?
I have two dogs myself.
Okay. Any dogs, road trips for you?
Not this summer, but now that I've been reading up on our tips and stuff like that, I'm like, some of these I think I need to take advice of, because they are really important and you don't think of them.
Yes, yeah, there are a few that I hadn't thought of that was like, oh, okay, well, that makes perfect sense, like driving them, getting them used to the car, for instance, if you're planning on going a long distance. So you can find these online, road trip tips with your pets. Thank you to the City of Los Angeles Department of Animal Services. And thank you for stopping by, Sarah, letting us know.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Safe travels. Just make sure you plan ahead when you're going with your pet. It'll make it a lot more easier, and you'll have an enjoyable experience and lots of great memories.
Yeah, that's right. You will have a summer full of memories, and so will they. And so good point. Good point. I love that. So thank you, City of Los Angeles Department of Animal Services, helping bring animals and people together.